Wisconsin job numbers reached a record high in July at more than 3 million. However, a new report from COWS, the High Road Strategy Center, says beneath the bigger picture is a troubling decline of women participating in the workforce, falling below 60% for the first time since the late 1980s. Here to dive deeper into the report's numbers is Laura Dresser, Associate Director at COWS. And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, your report shows Wisconsin's economy is strong, unemployment's low, but there's no economic news that doesn't come with a little bit of doubt and insecurity these days.
Yeah,
right?
That's correct. And having done this report for many, many years now and releasing it on Labor Day, you know, this has some really good news for workers, but that we've documented some really long-term trends that are troubling and see some new things here.
When it comes to low unemployment, with Wisconsin's slow population growth and the projected shortage of workers going, that low unemployment seems to be a permanent fixture, right?
I mean, our unemployment rate is always going to be lower than the national rate. You know, a financial collapse will increase our unemployment numbers, but ours will remain lower than the national, most likely, because of the demographic structure. And that tightness in the labor market creates a little rebalancing of power between workers and employers. And I think that's what we're seeing, is that employers or workers know they have a credible exit threat, and they can use that in the labor market. So that's true now, especially with these very historic low unemployment rates, but will be true going forward, as you point out, because of the demographics.
Well, let's talk about the women's participation in the workforce, and how closely is that connected to the legislative fight going on right now between Governor Evers and Republicans over childcare subsidies and just childcare issues in general?
Well, I think that what we know is that right now in the state of Wisconsin, we're very interested in seeing workers be part of this labor market, to embrace the opportunities and to move people from sitting on the sidelines or maybe watching what's happening or maybe taking care of their kids into the labor market. And what we see happening, you know, from this very high level, Wisconsin has always had much higher women's labor force participation than the national average. This was especially true in the late 1980s and on through the 90s. But that gap just keeps closing and closing. And really, over the last 3 or 4 years, women's labor force participation rate in the state is coming down more quickly than the slight drift down at the national level. That's closing that gap. And it means that there's capacity to support women's work and to get more engagement of women in this labor market. And I think when you think about what can help women connect with work, it is childcare that makes sense, childcare systems that are strong. And so that fight is going on in the legislature right now. How do we invest in our childcare infrastructure?
Can you just say it's a market solution? Like, eventually someone will figure it out because they need the people in to work?
Having watched childcare for so long, I think that the sector requires public investment. We have massive public investment because children are a public good once they get to school, right? We all agree that we're building the future and we all invest in schools. And that's how we have job quality in the schools and teacher quality in the schools that can really sustain decent jobs. But at the child, in the level of early care and education, the wages tend to be very low. And parents, especially parents in jobs that pay less than the median wage, half of the workers in less than the median wage, have a really hard time meeting the cost of care. And so that takes a public investment. So right now we have a largely private solution, and states that are taking on more and more public investment are getting that kind of system that can really support women's work.
One of the other issues you track is unions around the country and Wisconsin. We've seen fights with places as big as Amazon down to your local coffee shop. What is the situation in Wisconsin?
Well, unions have been in a decades decline in their share of the workforce that they represent. This is true nationally. It's true in Wisconsin. Wisconsin used to be a relatively high union density state, above national averages. 2011, Act 10, the change in the terms of public sector unionization changed all that. So that line began to tip after 2011. And from 2011 to current, Wisconsin's decline in unionization far outstrips the national decline and is the worst in the region. So yes, there's, you know, workers are going to find ways to join together and to make their jobs better. And you can see that all over the state and nation going on. Unions are increasingly popular, but so far, the headwinds against organizing, especially in a right-to-work state with very hard public sector unionization rules as well, just makes actually turning that into members really hard.
Just a few seconds left, but talk about the minimum wage of $7.25 in Wisconsin. Is it even relevant to today's conversations about the workforce?
Such an important question. I mean, we all know that the floor has really come up. Low-wage workers are doing better. They're doing the best, you know, of any group in the economy. Low-wage workers have made more wage gains. So the $7.25 is technically our minimum wage, like 20 states in the nation. It really matters to raise that wage so that all workers, care workers and other workers know what the floor is.
All right. Laura Dresser from COWS, thank you so much for
your
time.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
For more on this and other issues facing Wisconsin, visit our website at pbswisconsin.org and click on the news tab.